March 25, 1929, how the creation runs a vertiginous race toward its creator. One who lives in the divine will is inseparable from it. Order which Jesus has kept in manifesting the truths about the divine will. Renewal of the creation. Importance of the truths. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues. I felt the littleness of my pure soul in the midst of all created things. And I, as though having my own motion, my continuous race in all creation, feel inseparable from it. My will and that of creation are one, which is the sole and only divine will. Therefore, since the will of all is one, we do one same thing, and we all run as though to our first center, to our Creator, to say to Him, Your love issued us, and Your same love calls us back into Yourself, with a vertiginous race, to say to You, We love You, we love You. To sing the praises of Your inextinguishable and interminable love. And so, in this way, coming out of His center again to continue our race which is not stops, we do nothing but go in and out of His divine womb in order to form our round of love, our loving race toward our Creator. So, while I was running with the whole creation, to form my race of love toward the divine majesty, my always lovable Jesus, coming out of my interior, told me, My daughter, one who lives in my divine volition is bound to all creation, neither can creation do without this fortunate creature, nor can the creature unbind herself from the created things, because, the will of one and the other being one, which is my divine will, they form one single body with many members inseparable from one another. So, I look at one who lives in my divine will, and I see her heavens. I return to look at her and I see her sun. My gazes, enraptured by so much beauty, fix more upon her and find her sea. In sum, I see in her all the varieties of each created thing, and I say, Oh! Power of my divine fiat, how beautiful you are under for me she who lives in you. You give her primacy over the whole creation, you give her the race, so fast, that she runs more than wind. And excelling over everything, she is the first to enter into my divine center, to say to me, I love you, I glorify you, I adore you. And as she forms her echo in the whole creation, all repeat after her her pleasant refrains. My daughter, this is why I take so much love in manifesting to you all that regards my divine will. Everything I have manifested to you about it is nothing other than the whole order of its kingdom. And all this was to be manifested from the beginning of creation if Adam had not sinned, because in each manifestation of mine regarding my divine fiat, man was to grow in the sanctity and beauty of his Creator, and therefore I intended to do it little by little, giving him as though many sips of divine life, to make him grow according to how my divine will wanted. So, by sinning, man interrupted my speaking and reduced me to silence. After many centuries, wanting man to return into my fiat, I have resumed my speaking with so much love, more than a tender mother when she loves and yearns to give birth to her child, in order to kiss him, surround him with affections, enjoy him and squeeze him tightly to her maternal breast, and to fill him with all her goods and happinesses. So I did in resuming my speaking and manifesting to you all the order of the kingdom of my divine volition, and the way which the creature must have in my kingdom. Therefore, manifesting to you so many truths about my fiat has been nothing less than issuing into the field again all the order and love which I would have kept if man had not sinned and my kingdom had had its life upon earth. In my speaking, I have kept such order, that one truth is so bound to the other, that if anyone wanted to snatch away or conceal some truths, they would form a void in the kingdom of my divine fiat, and would subtract the strength from creatures to induce them to live in my kingdom. In fact, each truth that regards my divine volition is a place that it takes in order to reign in the midst of creatures, as well as a way and an empty space that they find in order to take possession of them. Therefore, all the truths I have told you have such a connection among themselves, that by removing some, in that point one would see as though a heaven without stars, or a void without sun, or an earth without flowering. In fact, in all these truths that I have told you, there is the renewal of the whole creation, and in each truth, my fiat, more than sun, wants to come out into the field again, just as it did in creation. And laying its veil of light over all, it wants to give them so much grace, as to give them its creative hand, to make them re-enter into the womb of its divine volition. Therefore, everything I have told you about my divine will has such importance, that it costs me more than the whole creation, because it is a renewal of it, and when an act is renewed, it costs double love, and in order to be more sure, we place double grace and double light to be given to creatures, so that we might not have to suffer the second sorrow, maybe more painful than the first, which we had in the beginning of creation, when man sent and formed within himself the failure of our love, of our light and of the precious inheritance of our supreme volition. This is why I am so attentive that you may lose nothing of what I tell you about my divine will, because there is such importance in these truths, that in concealing some, it would be as if one wanted to move the sun from its place, or to make the sea come out of its shore. What would happen to the earth? Think about it yourself. And so it would be if any of the truths about my divine will, which I have manifested to you with so much order, were missing.